Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today, you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen or your pad or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson Williams. For the 1,214th time, you're not, but we're back on the airways. We're back, Mr. Easter. What did I do?
Button?
You can push the button.
Push the button?
Yeah! Oh, man. My name is Emerson. You're not, but welcome back to School Talk for Schools for 2016-17?
Yeah.
Was it 16?
Gosh. Yeah.
2016, we started this in 2003.
I know.
Wow.
Season 14.
Wow, that is huge. Thank you, Ms. Dr. Butts. Mr. Yeah. Dr. Butts.
Dr. Butts and
school board.
Oh, Mr. Marcotte was one of the first ones.
So. Oh, man, this is 2003. That's,
I know.
That's a long push and magic button run. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See, guys, when he says push the magic button, that's what he means.
What I mean, 244-9234. You can get in when you get in, when you fit in. 244-WBDG, 244-9234. Email schooltalk1@yahoo.com. Welcome back, students.
Yeah.
Welcome back to students.
We're training our new producers
new
today.
I got two new producers in the studio, Michaela, and I got Corey. Michaela from Ben Davis High School, and Corey is senior from Avon.
Cole.
Yeah. What Corey? So tell me, butcher your name. I told him to butcher. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. Hi, Cole. How you doing? Cole can't talk yet, but Cole's got...
They can talk.
Say something. Cole?
I'm doing pretty good.
Welcome. You're a sports guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Football, basketball?
That's right.
A little bit of both?
Yep.
Tennis?
Yeah. Sure.
You would call tennis?
I don't know much about tennis, bro. We could try it.
I threw it out there. Four. That's golf. My bad. Okay. I got Michaela in the studio. She's my producer for this year. Michaela, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Seniors? Okay. I got two. Now, y'all going to have a lot of fun this year. I love your gap, too. I got a gap. I love gaps, you know. All into. I do have a guest in the studio, so I'm going to get to my guest. But I love my students because this is a student-produced show. It's student-run. If it ain't about students, it don't happen. It just don't happen, does it? It don't happen. So, but I do have a guest. But before I get to my guest, I gotta do the thing we call the what's that? What's
it called? It's been a long time, Emerson. I can't quite remember what we call it. I think it may be called the
board. That's it.
Yeah, it's the big board. And you guys want to read the big board since you're the new producer? We'll turn it over to you guys to read the big board.
So on August 11th is back to school night. At 6:30, it's scheduled pickup, and at 7 o'clock, that's when the first class begins.
Oh, we're handing off. Football.
August 19th is the first Ben Davis football game against Tech. Starts at 6:15 is the coverage, and at 7 o'clock is kickoff.
And for on Inside Ben Davis Football, it's live from Arby's at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Huh. I like that. I like Arby's.
Remember to follow us on Twitter at WBDG and Facebook. Like us on Facebook and Instagram at WBDG Indy.
And Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, BD Theater, starts August 19th and 20th and 26th and 27th at 7:30 p.m. And another showing's at August 21st and 28th at 2:30.
Hey. And you know what that is, Emerson?
I have no idea.
That's the...
And those are my two new producers.
Yeah.
Well, I like it.
They did all right, didn't they?
They did. Magic button.
Yeah, all righty.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
We have our studio audience here, too.
Hey, see the push-ups. But, hey, if it don't happen, if the students aren't involved, it does not happen here at Ben Davis High School. And speaking of education, and I got an awesome guest in my studio when it comes to education, when it comes to communication, when it comes to careers, a little bit of everything. We're going to talk to Mrs. Mary Lane, the Chief Communication Officer of Wayne Township. Good morning.
Good morning. How
are you doing?
You? I am fine.
High five.
There you go. It's been
a while. Y'all, she is fine. sorry, Jeff.
I love you, Emerson.
Jeff, she said it. Well, Jeff is her husband. I know her husband way back in the
day.
When we were both state troopers.
That's right.
Well, he probably still is. But when we were back in the 79, 80s. So I've known this lady for a long time, and she's done a lot of great things for the township. But I got a question.
Sure.
Before we get into my dialogue and things I want to talk about, I was watching a video last night with Mr. Goins, with, you know, his teacher of the year, and he was talking about his kids. And a lot of the kids were in the video. And I saw your video that you did for the 50-year anniversary.
Oh,
awesome video produced by BDTV. And I saw the kids come back to school talking about all the things they want, all the things they did, or they're doing, and what they learned in BDTV. Now, you're in communication. You're in media. Did you always want to be in media? As a high school student?
Not as a high school student. I was in theater quite a bit in high school, which I think related. But it really wasn't until my senior year of college that I even thought about going into broadcasting, because I did an internship with the public TV station in St. Louis, which is where I went to school.
Okay.
So really enjoyed that. And as fate would have it, an opening came up at that station right when I graduated. So I was able to slip into that. And that really started me on my road to where I am today.
Wow. Because a lot of kids, I mean, when they graduate from high school and go off, or before they even graduate, they don't know what they want to do, what they want to major in. And sometimes you get into college, you change your major.
Oh, my gosh, I changed it many times. I really, really did.
Okay.
And, in fact, ended up being an English major because I was still undecided.
Mr. Easter?
That's right.
English?
There you go. It's a good background, isn't
English,
it?
English, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. But I didn't know whether I wanted to teach, go into law, or go into broadcasting.
Okay.
So English served all three.
Right, right.
And, you know, really, the door opened and I walked through it in terms of broadcasting. That's how that happened.
So some things change, some things never change. So some things that young folks are going through now and decisions of where to go to college, what they're going to do in college. And once they're in college, that's not really what I want to do. So really, they're in good company.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. You do not necessarily have to know when you're 14 or 15 or even 18 or 19 years old, I think, exactly what you want to do. That being said, I think that I think there's a lot of pressure on kids these days to feel like they have to. Mm-hmm. I think that one of the great things about a place like Ben Davis High School is the options that you have, all the many different things that you can do between Area 31 and then, you know, the more traditional classrooms at Ben Davis High School. There's so much to offer here and so many ways to find yourself and get experiences. And I know the kids who go through the broadcasting program, you know, if they take full advantage of what they can learn here, they end up at places like Ball State University, which is one of the best telecommunications programs in the country, feeling not only really well prepared, but almost to the point where they're beyond the other students who are there, say their freshman year, and waiting for those other students to catch up because the students from Area 31 have learned so much here. Right. So I'm really proud of that.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Because you're like, y'all know. If you don't know, y'all know I'm old.
Me too.
I'm old.
How old are you, Emerson?
I am so old. You know those telephones? I'm so old. You know, when kids get in trouble nowadays, the parents text them, where are you? Or they send an email, even, or, you know, something like that. But when I'm so old, when I got in trouble, it was my neighbors way down the street that told my parents that I did something wrong. When I got home, they knew what I did wrong and I got a whooping. But the question is, how they know? We didn't have a telephone. I don't understand it.
Smoke signals.
Right. I mean, how they gonna know?
Carrier pigeons.
Yeah, we didn't have a phone, but they knew I did something wrong, and I got whooping because neighbors told on me.
Well, I'm so old. I remember I just downloaded the new app for Skyward. I'm kind of a I can now take attendance on my phone. I remember when I had to take attendance on paper.
Yeah. What a concept, right?
I had these little bubble things. You put it in the hall. Uh-huh. People come by and collect them.
Yeah. Education is a good thing.
Yes, it is. And technology is, too, when it's used correctly.
Exactly. And that's one thing, Boring Township, we're heavy on that. I mean, remember one time when cell phones were considered the bad guy.
Right.
In the schools. You know, not an asset.
That's right. And now, we really leverage that now for our students to be able to allow them to use that, you know, in acceptable ways within the classroom to facilitate their learning.
That's great. Now, one thing about Wayne Township and communication, if something goes on in Wayne, good or bad, you're the face. You're the voice.
Yeah.
How's that feel? sometimes you're the face. I mean, when things do go wrong or bad, you got to deliver bad information.
Right.
How does that feel sometimes?
You know what? It's very, some people might find this strange, but I'm really glad to be able to do that. That doesn't mean that I don't, you know, have a few moments when I perhaps hear of something that we have to talk about.
Yeah.
But really quickly, the thing that I love about my job, the many things I love about my job is the fact that I work with great people and we get together and, we kind of collaborate. Mm-hmm. What are the facts here? You know, what do we need to say? How can we be most transparent about this?
Mm-hmm.
How can we deliver this news in a way that is transparent, that gets to the truth, and that gives people what they want to know? Because in this day and age, information's so instantaneous. You know, things are out there so quickly with social media, right? So we can't pretend as though something bad hasn't happened. We need to get out there with our message and with the information that we need to release and that we can release. And sometimes it's, you know, there are certain issues that involve personnel matters or student privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have to be careful about what we say so that we're not releasing information that we really aren't legally allowed to release. But we determine what it is that we can release and we get right to it. And I spent 25 years in broadcast news.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had a lot of experience on the other side of things, looking at how people would handle delivering bad news to the media. And there's a good way to do it and a not great way to do it. So we really try to do it the right way and the great way.
I'll say one thing. We got all these TV stations in this city and in the state. So Wayne Township, you definitely been good to her because she's still here.
I am glad to be here. I love my job. And this is a great district. So I'm just extremely proud to represent it and to help communicate information about
it. Speaking of information that we can release, we can't talk about, because it involves one of my favorite activities, not the running part, but the eating part.
Yeah, there you go. Flapjacks. I know where you're going with this. That's right. Pancakes. Who doesn't like
5K
those?
5K event.
Right.
Pancakes, y'all.
Pancakes at the end of a run. Does it get any better than that?
No, what's up with this?
I know. Oh, well, all these runs now have some sort of feature incorporated into them, don't they? There's all kinds of stuff going on with these runs. But this one is August 20th, so we'd like you to think about signing up, at least mark your calendar. Connected to Ben Davis High School, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance is sponsoring it, and also involved is Indy Gateway, which is a really great organization that's evolved in the last couple of years that is promoting development on the west side of Indianapolis, which is something that we need development and redevelopment because of what's happened here on the west side during the past 10 to 15 years or so with some of our manufacturing industries fading away, unfortunately, and that really hurting our economy. Yeah. At any rate, this run, it's called the Flapjacks 5K. You do get pancakes at the end of it. It's a 5K, not too long. It's something that's pretty doable. So if you're at all interested, you can go to racemaker.org. That's probably the easiest way for me to tell you to get more information about it and to sign up for it if you'd like. But it's at 8 o'clock on August 20th at Ben Davis High School right here.
Look at some of the data from that, and it talked about how the route or the what they want to develop is this transportation corridor along the abandoned B&O Railroad.
That's right.
From Indianapolis to the Wabash River.
Yeah.
That's a long way.
I mean, it's really a neat idea, isn't it? And to have that kind of trail developed and transportation corridor is the kind of thing that Indy Gateway and, you know, others who are thinking about improvements on the west side. We've got a great community, and we know that there are things that we need to do to create more opportunity here and to move it more, you know, into further into the 21st century. Yeah. So this kind of opportunity is really part of that.
It's awesome, too. Like I said, for the far west BNO trail. And on the health side, just recently, a friend of mine, Reverend Michael Jones of Progressive Baptist Church, he passed, he had a heart attack. And prior to that, you know, Amos Brown, he had a heart attack. You know, when you talk about health issues and staying healthy, trails are awesome because you're off the beaten path. You can walk, you know, jog or ride a bicycle. So this is kind of cool to have one on the west side that goes. And this is kind of freaky. That's a long way. You're on one trail from Indianapolis all the way to Wabash River. I'm from Terre Haute, Indiana.
Okay.
And that's why I ain't that far, is it?
Right.
All the way to Terre Haute? I don't know.
To walk it or bike it certainly would be, wouldn't it?
Oh, man, that'd be a marathon. But it's cool to have that air to go to work out, to get to stay healthy.
Right.
And this definitely is a cool
concept.
Cool concept and event.
I agree.
I encourage everyone to take advantage of that as you can. And other things that happen on the west side, take advantage of it. I think the west side is the best side. I always said that. I'll say it. I'll say it again. Now, keeping us going, Area 31 Building Trades Program.
Right.
Where their motto is, where passions become professions. Yes. And that is so true.
Absolutely. Building, it's happening right here, right?
That's what I'm saying. And you learn things that you definitely can do in life, like building trades program.
That's right.
They're building another house somewhere.
They are. The kids in that program have spent the past 2 years building a classroom at ESEC, the Emergency Services Education
classroom.
Center.
Classroom?
Yes, that's what's been their project for the past 2 years. They completed that in the spring. And now they're getting back to building homes. They've done that once a year for many years.
Yeah, yeah.
So the new effort is going to be in the Drexel Gardens area. It's on Melrose Avenue, and they're going to have a groundbreaking ceremony for that on August 15th, which is a Monday, midday. But so students from the Building Trades Program will spend this coming year building a home. There's a vacant lot there that they'll be building a home on. And that's something very necessary in our district as well. We have abandoned homes. We have vacant lots. We need to, you know, kind of get our housing going in a new direction, and this will be part of that.
Man, that's like hands-on big time.
Oh, my gosh. And there's a real shortage in the building trades industry of workers. A lot of folks are retiring, and kids and young adults aren't going into it for whatever reason. And so those jobs are open. The construction trades industry desperately is truly seeking workers. So we're thrilled that we're able to provide a program to help prepare those
carpentry,
students.
Masonry, electrical, plumbing, concrete, painting, roofing, drywall, et cetera. You can build your own little Trump Tower. Okay. I won't get political up in here.
I don't think this would look quite like that. It might be about one story, but it'll be a great little home.
And not to talk politics before, not to talk politics, but one thing I was kind of cool when I heard a conversation where kids were on the floor playing with Legos. And Legos for anyone who's thinking about it, that is an awesome start if you're into building things.
Sure.
Because my grandson used to build some dinosaurs out of Legos, and they look good.
I bet they're very cool.
And they're really cool.
Sure.
You know.
No, that would be one of the very first ways that a young child would start thinking that way, wouldn't it be?
Exactly. Yeah. So go for Lego, but Area 31. We're going to take about 30 seconds, clear the board. I want to talk about some serious stuff, but some school security. So we're going to take about a 30-second break, you know, catch our breath for a second. So don't go away. Stick and stay. And come on back to School Talk.
Save a life by stopping a suicide. I'm Glenn Augustine with the Indiana Youth Institute. Young people today face an enormous amount of pressure. Sadly, they may decide to take their own life as a way to stop the pain. But alert adults can help. First, watch for warning signs such as depression, changes in friends, attitudes, or grades. Also, keep an eye out for signs of hopelessness, recklessness, and a feeling of being trapped. If you notice changes, tell the person you're worried about them and be specific about what concerns you. and stay in contact with a medical professional for help. Whether you're worried about someone else or yourself, you can call 1-800-273-TALK, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. That's 1-800-273-8255. This Kids Count Minute is a message from the Indiana Youth Institute. For more parent tips, go to IYI.org/kids. Kids Count.
Welcome back. Welcome back to School Talk. After we talk to Mary Lane, Mrs. Mary Lane, the communication officer, the chief communication officer of Wayne Township. We're talking about stuff and things happening here in Wayne Township. And if you go to the go online, you'll read the MSD Wayne Township District Mission Statement. And you'll see in the blue section of the mission statement, you'll read how the district feels, about safe schools. And I quote that, "We learn best in a safe, orderly, caring, and democratic environments with adequate essential resources." Now, one very important area of resource is our school security. And so what's going on with our district security efforts?
Well, we're continuing to do what we've done for many years in terms of having a district-wide plan to respond to anything that might come up and to keep our students safe. We have that on a district level. This is a time of year, well, actually over the summer, that every principal looks at what the plan was for their building and does any tweaking that may need to be done. My office kind of collects those plans to make sure we have access to them in the event that anything would happen at the central office. We would know, what their plan is. And then, of course, we have it at the district level. So that's something that happens over the summer, so we're ready for the coming school year. We've also been fortunate enough to take advantage the past 4 years, I think, of grants that the Indiana Department of Homeland Security has provided for schools. They're called Safe School grants. Sorry, I think that was my phone there. probably my daughter texting me with her latest demand of the day. You know how teenage kids are these days. At any rate, those grants have enabled us to provide, say, the first year's salary for a student resource officer, one at Lyndhurst and one at Chapel Hill, 7th and 8th grade center. And student resource officers do great things.
Awesome.
They're not just there to, keep the peace. They really develop relationships with students. We have them at our secondary schools. They help students develop skills and relationships that actually prevent them from making bad choices. And I think that they also help our students connect with law enforcement in a way that's positive. And in this day and age, given the events of this summer, I think that that's probably a more important thing than ever. So from a district standpoint, we're continually thinking not only about how to improve our security, but how to find ways that we can bring more money to the table to do that. And that's something that these grants have allowed us to do.
One thing I've told Ogen Williams, if law enforcement leaves the city, I'm going to.
We certainly need our officers.
I'm going to go with them. And one thing about Wayne Township schools is the security is really tight. When you come to the schools, you're not just going to walk into the school.
That's right. Absolutely.
That is not going to happen.
Well, another thing, too, that I should add that we added as a result of one of these grants was door locks and buzzers at the entrance of every building.
Exactly.
It didn't used to be that way, but after we've seen some of the horrible things that have happened in other districts in the country, school intruders, unfortunately, coming in completely out of the blue and, getting into a school and causing horrible harm. We wanted to make sure that we're doing everything we can to prevent bad guys from coming in.
Exactly.
And to delay their ability to get more deeply into the school. The research shows, and law enforcement will tell you, that the delay is a really important part of keeping a school safe, because that gives people within the school time to reach out via 911 and, calling emergency personnel to get to the school to help. So every second that you can delay an intruder is really important.
And I'm so glad we don't have some major Well, we are a major population for as Indianapolis, Indiana, but we don't have metal detectors. I'm so glad we don't have
oh,
that.
Oh, I know. Yes, that's right.
I'm so glad
right.
we don't have that.
Yes.
And one thing about our cameras, we got so many cameras. We got cameras that can take a picture of your mind. So when you change your mind, we got a picture of it. That's how many cameras we have.
Technology is a kind of amazing thing.
Mama, they showed me a picture of me changing my mind. It was a Polaroid. Anyway. But we got a lot of cameras.
That's, you're exactly man. Right. Yes, we've got it covered, don't
oh,
we?
Oh, man, we got cameras. Picture you changing your mind. District strategic plan.
Yes.
What's going on with that?
Well, I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe I should give a little background on that. That the process for our most recent strategic plan started about 2.5 years ago because we hadn't updated our strategic plan for about 20 years. And a few things have changed here on the West Side.
Just a little
bit. You know,
bit.
in every school district, but, you know, especially here on the West Side, we've had a lot of change and changed a lot of ways that we do things. And so we thought it was time to revisit that. We got a great, I think, cross-section of people from the community involved in taking a look at how we wanted to move forward with the district, you know, the very biggest thinking really that there is in terms of what we do here in the district. And as a result of about a year's worth of discussion, wide-ranging discussion, we kind of landed on three pillars or priorities, I guess you'd call them, that we wanted to focus on as we move the district forward as a community and as a school district. So one is building community. A second is providing greater access to learning for all. And that's not just our students, but our community.
Okay.
And then marketing the school district and the community. Those are the three things that we're focusing on now.
That makes sense, too, because one thing about when it comes to education and this school building, is huge.
Yes, it is.
I mean, not only been there, but all of our schools are used by the community for community meetings, other education opportunities and everything. So that is totally awesome. Taxpayer dollars. And now really taxpayer dollars again.
Yes.
That's a whole new show, because at one time I used to say, well, your tax dollars at work. Well, now your tax dollars... Now they really at work again.
They're working harder than they ever have.
That's a whole new show.
You're absolutely right.
We are Wayne.
That's exactly right. That we are Wayne, great schools, great community is our motto that we're really pushing forward now.
I saw a new one, new hashtag. What would Wayne do different?
What Wayne does differently.
Wayne does different, yeah.
Yes, that was the kind of theme for our, what we call our opening day.
Were you there?
I
saw a video.
Yeah.
I saw a video. It's going viral on the internet.
I certainly hope not.
Look at my Twitter, y'all. It's out there. All these people, all these educators wearing these purple shirts with hashtag WW, what would Wayne do differently?
They
were jamming. They were
we
Dr.
Dance.
Butts. I was kicking the...
Had a little flash mob going.
Flash mob?
Yep. No, I'm telling you, all the administrators learned some steps, and we got up and did them at the end of the... hour and a half long event. We gather every employee of the district 2 days before the start of the school year to have a convocation, and heard from a great motivational speaker and educator named Todd Whitaker, just talking about what we put forth when we are greeting students at school and how we're leading them through the school year. So it was a great hour and a half.
Man, that's awesome. That is awesome. Folks, if you never, ever, ever, ever seen the opening day here in Wayne Township, you never seen the opening day in Wayne Township. Dr. Butts and his crew, y'all do an awesome job every single year. And it kicks the year off right, getting the teachers and educators on the same page. And you have classes, too, not just have that one
session. That's
right. You break down in small breakout sessions,
that's
too.
Right.
And that's pretty cool, so... I appreciate everything that you do for the township.
Oh, you too, Emerson. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, I just love purple, you know.
So. I know.
I love my kids.
I can see that.
And so we do what we do because we love it, and that's why we do what we do.
You bet.
And you keep on doing what you're doing. And anytime you got something going on that we need to know about it, you know, shoot it an email or text. Show up at the big window. we'll put you on the air.
Okay.
I mean, Let her in. Just say
hi.
We'll let you know. Just keep us posted.
And you bet.
Keep doing high five.
Well, it's an honor to be here. I really appreciate being able to share some time with you.
It was an honor to have you. And I only had 30 minutes. I got to get these kids back to class, and then I got to eat their donuts.
Oh, yeah. So
I got to eat some donuts. So this has been the first one for 2016, 2017. We're going to take it out. And as always, I always say, to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Copy Mrs. Mary Lane, the Chief Communication Officer, Wayne Township. Copy her because you can't go wrong. It's okay to be the copycat. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I still can't stand sagging. Give an old man a conniption. Man, I can't just the 2016 pull him up, please. I'm sorry, Miss Ling. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go off like that. I had my meds this morning. The views of Pastor Schools on this interview is in the Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 9.9. The views of mine and my guests. Well, I'll see you next week if I don't have another conniption. I'll see you next week on School Talk.